This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to the Faith Revival. So the last two episodes, we've really been talking about wealth. We've been talking about either having too much of it, wanting too much of it, or not having any of it, and how all of that can have a certain impact on your iman, on your faith, and a person has to be careful to guard their faith from that. Now listen to these two ahadith, these two narrations that hint around the same type of disease. The Prophet ﷺ, in one narration, he says ﷺ, لَا يَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْحَسَدِ. He said that the heart, that what cannot coexist in the heart of a servant of Allah are faith and envy. Iman and hasad, faith and envy, cannot coexist in the heart of a person. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ says that ash-shuhu wal-iman, stinginess and faith, cannot coexist in one person's heart. So if you recognize in both of these narrations, two things that cannot coexist with iman, both of them have to do with wealth. Envy, and of course the Prophet ﷺ taught us there's a healthy type of envy, one where you don't want someone to fall off a cliff or get hurt. You just want, you envy their what they have in deen. So a person who has knowledge and they use it for the right reasons, and a person who has money and they give charity. So you envy them in that you wish well for them, but you also want to catch up with them in doing hasanat. Everything else is harmful. It eats our good deeds, burns through it like firewood, the Prophet ﷺ said. Why? Because you are after something of this world, and you want something of this world so much now that that uncontrolled love of wealth that we were talking about two episodes ago now leads itself to you actually wishing harm on someone else and saying, you know, and looking at them. And instead of being grateful for what you have, focusing on what they have and wanting it at all costs. So the Prophet ﷺ mentions envy cannot coexist with iman in a person's heart. The way to solve envy, very quickly, number one, when you see something that someone else has, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that blessing for them. Say, Allahumma barik, oh Allah bless them in that wealth, oh Allah bless them with what they have. And try to disconnect yourself from looking at it, right? Do not look at it and stare at what they have too much. Instead, make dua for them. As for stinginess, the Prophet ﷺ said stinginess and iman cannot exist in a person's heart. If you hold back now, so now you're the one who has the wealth, you're the one who has that ability to do something. And if you hold back, what is restraining you is the voice of shaitan, the voice of the devil. And there is a lack of trust, and there is an attachment to that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to break. When you have faith in your heart, you will quickly expel that stinginess. And when you hear opportunities to bring yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will give openly. And of course, in Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ was described as rihin mursala, as a blowing wind. He was always generous, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ was like a blowing wind. The wealth was just coming out of him and in all different directions. His charity was like a tornado. It was indiscriminate in where it hit. Anything in front of the Prophet ﷺ was touched by his generosity and his charity. And that was because the impact of iman, the elevated iman in Ramadan that the Prophet ﷺ had, and that we are also taught to have. So again, envy is fought by making dua for the person that you see has something, asking Allah to bless them in it, and trying to disconnect yourself from the love of this world. Stinginess is fought by charity. When you hear an opportunity, when you hear someone calling you to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give especially for Yaqeen Institute. Okay? Make sure that you give inshaAllah ta'ala when you are called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try to expel the stinginess from your heart so that iman can settle within it. Jazakumullahu khairan, inshaAllah ta'ala. I'll see you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.